Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Hello, folks. This is Chris Brown, and you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, where we talk all about life and money from the lens of stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory. That's right. That word isn't some old, stale church word. It's not anything that has to do with recycling or environmentalism. It doesn't have anything to do with a fundraising campaign. But it's managing this whole life, everything we have, our relationships, our time, our energy, our talents, our parenting, our marriage, our leadership, our sphere of influence, our careers, all for God's glory. That's what we're doing here. The phone number to call in if you have any questions regarding your financial situation or anything else in your life that maybe you're just wondering, what does the Bible say about this situation? Maybe we can look at that. So the number is 866-357-3283. Again, that number is 866-357-3283. And of course, you can email in as well at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Now, before we continue, I want to make sure you know that at stewardship.com, which is our website, where everything that we're going to talk about over the next 25 minutes or so, that's where it all lives, everything we're going to talk about. But right now, at stewardship.com, you can sign up to be a weekly winner in our Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway from Ramsey Solutions. It's right there at stewardship.com. You did hear me right. We're giving away $100,000 in cash and in prizes. So stay tuned for more details about that later on in the show. And one other thing you'll find there at stewardship.com is we have some amazing little $10 deals waiting for you right there at stewardship.com. Now, of course, we can stay connected on social media as well, not just the website at stewardship.com, but also my handle on Twitter is Chris Brown On Air. And that's also the handle on Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, you name it. That's how we stay connected. And I wanted to mention, we've got a great tweet that I received this week from Michelle, and her handle is at M-E-E-E-H-M-A-M-A. So me, mama, I guess. But Michelle, this is what she tweeted to me, okay? Paid off $50,000 in student loans this week, thanks to Dave Ramsey and Chris Brown. Boom. I love it. Michelle, congratulations. We're all congratulating you together. I got one small correction on your tweet. It is no thanks to me and Dave. You're the one who did it. You're the one that wrote the checks. You're the one that went out to the mailbox. You're the one that clicked that mouse when you said pay. You're the one that did it, not us. You are a rock star. Way to go, Michelle. Man, any kind of tweets or any kind of emails like that, man, we want to hear your stories. And so proud of Michelle. That's a big deal. $50,000 weight off of her shoulders. Pretty, pretty cool. Again, the phone number is 866-357-3283. And we've got Rita on the line. She's calling in from Dayton, Ohio. Rita, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. How can I serve you?
Well, I've been listening to Dave Ramsey and yourself for a long time now, and it might seem like the question answers itself, but I inherited some stocks from my mother when she passed, and other than paying off a couple little credit cards, I've just held on to the money, and the money that I get from this is about $4,500 a year, and I've been putting that in like a Roth IRA. I'm 60 years old, and I'm a little bit afraid of giving up all of that money and paying down part of my mortgage because there'll still be a balance left over that I don't see myself being able to take care of before I retire. So, I mean, should I sell everything and then pay down the mortgage, or should I keep some of it back?
Let me ask you a few questions. Tell me a little bit about this house. How much is the stocks, and how much is the house?
The stocks are about $150,000. The loan on the two loans, it's a credit line and a main line, It's 228.
And what's your income?
67 from regular job, and I have a business at home that brings in about 20.
So 87,000 total?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any other investments besides the stock?
I have an IRA that I've been accumulating over the years. I always put 10% in every place I've worked, and I have about $8,000 in savings.
Okay. What's the balance on your IRA?
It's $470,000.
Okay. And when do you plan to retire?
Never.
You just no desire. You want to keep adding value to society, right?
Yeah, I like to work, but I don't see myself being able to afford it with everything that costs so much these days, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, you've got a great income, and as long as you're healthy, I like you, if as long as it's not creating a too much ridiculous amount of stress at your seasoned, time of stage of life, then I like you continuing with the $87,000. That's pretty good. Do you have any debt at all? Any other debt? You mentioned some small credit cards.
No, I paid that off when I first received the the distribution after my mom passed.
Mm-hmm.
That was only $3,800, $4,000.
Okay.
The rest has been sitting there, you know, earning income.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't like you putting this all towards the house for sure. I mean, you do have the 470 in diversified investments. You're planning on working for a while. Let's just say you work to 70, and then you got 20 years. Let's just round numbers. 20 years at living off of 470. 47. That's only going to give you about $24,000 a year to live on. So you're definitely going to need that 150 also. So you don't want to sell that. However, I do like rolling that over to mutual funds, so that they're not so vulnerable. Being in one stock is kind of risky. And I know that's the way you got them, but I would look into rolling those over into something more diversified. Now, about your house, have you ever thought about downsizing?
Oh, I do. I want to, but my business is tied to the property. So it's like if I sell the house, the $20,000 goes away, and then I still have a lot of depreciation. So I'm getting a tax refund every year, you know, while that depreciation is still running down.
Mm-hmm.
When it makes sense, I will sell. But right now, I'm single. I'd like to change that. But
yeah, what is your payment on the house?
I'm paying $1,300 between the two loans.
Okay, which is not it's not killing you.
No, I could actually.
Especially when that's your only payment, you could probably make double, triple payments and be okay, right?
I don't know about triple.
You get a little nervous, didn't I?
here's another thought. I was thinking of refinancing and combining those two loans together instead of having a line and then a main, you know, mortgage. But I'd have to put some money down on it because of that 80% thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would have to sell some stock to put money down and combine those to a 15-year.
Yeah, well, I don't mind you refining. I mean, it doesn't bother me at all. So you're going to stay in the home for a long time, and so you're going to be in there long enough for it to make sense. I don't like you selling the stock to do it. I think you make enough money where you can wait till you have enough to refi without selling any stock. I don't like you selling your retirement. That's what you're doing. And I also don't like you retiring with debt. But I do think, you know, if you're planning on working 8 to 10 more years, which you didn't say that, you seemed like you're pretty resolved that you're going to work for a while. I think you can do this on your income. So I don't like you giving up. Here's in a nutshell. I don't like you giving up 20 years at 6 to 12% increase in returns of compound interest over the next, you know, 20 years for really 10 years at 4%, which is probably about what you're paying on your mortgage. So I just don't like you giving up all that compound interest for this. I think you can do it with your income. It's just going to take some more time. And it sounds like you're doing great because you don't have any payments and you're making $87,000 a year. I think you're on the right track and you're continuing to work with very low expenses. And so every month you're getting ahead. I think you're on the right track for sure. Do you have one of our endorsed local providers to be walking you through all this?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay, so let me explain to you. We have what we call our ELPs. They're endorsed local providers. They're investment professionals that we've already filtered who have the same philosophies, the financial philosophies that we do. They have the heart of a teacher. They're not in it for the amount of commission. They really are customer service based. They're people that you can trust. And so what we've done is we've combined a big, huge group of these folks all over the country. We have several in Dayton, Ohio. And at stewardship.com, you can get hooked up with one of them. All you have to do is click ELP, and they're going to walk you through all of this with the heart of a teacher, not trying to sell you something. At any time, if you feel like you're being sold something at an investment place, run. But they're just going to walk you through this and teach you about this, especially this whole diversifying those stocks. That'll be one of their biggest things they're going to want you to do. And then they're going to break down even further why it's not a good deal to cash out some of these investments. But you've got enough income, you can do this on your own.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you did that because, I was getting ready to push the button.
Rita, we're in a here and now fast society that wants to do things quick. And even though you're much more mature with your decision making than the most of the public, every once in a while, we still want that quick fix. It's very natural. And the best thing to do for you is to continue every week, every month, just making the right decisions and paying off that thing on your own with hard work. And then you're letting that investment work for you also. It's making money every day for you. So, just continue doing the same thing you're doing. I don't think you need to sell. And if it comes time to downsize, that's going to be a big win for you if it makes sense business-wise.
Right. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Rita.
Okay, thanks for putting that in perspective.
Yeah. Thank you. Folks, I hit on diversification thing quite a bit on that call, and that's huge. And I know she, was given those stocks, and obviously it looks like they're doing some good stuff for her, but we want to make sure that we protect ourselves. Ecclesiastes 11:2 says, divide your portion to 7 or even to 8, for you do not know what misfortune may occur on this earth. And of course, we saw that a few months ago where the stock market took a little bit of 11 or 12% dip. And the more diversified you are, the less you feel that. But if you had all your stock in one of those ones that took a big hit, you took a very significant hit. So we want to make sure that we hedge ourselves on that and we stay diversified as possible. You heard me talk about ELPs with her. If you need to kind of relook at your retirement portfolio, they are amazing. I know I use them personally. So you want to check that out at stewardship.com. There are ELPs, our endorsed local providers, and they're all over the country. We got an email here from Rebecca. She says, hey, my husband is a pastor, and we always owe money on our taxes. We have a payment plan, but could never get it totally paid before the next year comes around. Our accountant said we need to get more taxes taken out, but we really can't afford it. Any advice on how to structure our taxes so we don't owe? Rebecca, three things come to mind. One is, yes, more needs to be taken out. That would help. And not being able to afford it, I bet you there's probably some budget changes you could make to make that happen, but I don't know that for sure. But from an email standpoint, as we've counseled tens of thousands of people, usually there is an adjustment that can be made. However, I don't recommend taking out so much that you're getting a refund. I don't like getting a refund. I want you to have control of your money throughout the year. Probably what's happening is your husband has got some W-9 income where he has gone and spoken as an individual. That's the only thing I can think of that would make him be in such a bad spot with annual taxes. I would recommend making quarterly payments of, or setting aside 25% of those of that W-9 income so that he's ready come tax time. And also would just say the third thing that comes to mind is make sure that you're maximizing your housing allowance deduction. Usually pastors are in a very advantageous position when it comes tax time. They have more deductions and more tax advantages than pretty much any other industry or profession. So make sure you're taking advantage of that. Possibly even exempt out of Social Security. You can look into that. Because of the ordination, you can actually exempt out of Social Security. Now, it's if you're disciplined about investing. If you're not very disciplined with investing and thinking about the future, then you probably want to keep that Social Security because that's all you're depending on. And just remember, there's a difference between tax evasion and tax avoidance. And we need to be very wise and very thrifty on what does the tax codes allow, and want to make sure that we follow those and find out what we can avoid. But then there's tax evasion. That's another level. But anyway, there's lots of things that he can do that you guys can do together, but something's wrong there. So I would talk to one of your tax professionals. And again, I just talked about this a minute ago. We also have ELPs for taxes as well. So just go to stewardship.com, click on ELP, and we have tax professionals that can help you with that and break that down even further. But there's some major moves that you can make, Rebecca, when it comes to taxes. Now, you heard me mention at the top of the show that we're helping you do Christmas right this year. So with the Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway brought to you by Ramsey Solutions, we are giving away $100,000 in cash and prizes. Go to stewardship.com and click on the Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway banner and enter to win. Now through December 21st, there will be weekly winners, one cash prize winner every week, and you can win up to $15,000. I don't know if that would help you in your debt snowball or not. Probably. Enter once every day at stewardship.com to win. And again, do Christmas right this year. Head over to stewardship.com daily and sign up for the $100,000 giveaway in cash and prizes.
We appreciate you joining us today for Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you have a question for Chris, you can email him at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
The phone number again is 866-357-3283. And next on the line from Los Angeles, California, we've got Anthony calling in. Anthony, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Chris. How about yourself?
I'm doing very, very well. How can I serve you?
Oh, man. So I'm currently self-employed as a personal trainer.
Okay.
And I'm also the strength and conditioning coach for the boys basketball team out here at Redondo High School.
Okay.
I'm using a rideshare service to get around from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm constantly hearing from the drivers, as well as a couple of my friends who drive for them, how they make good money part-time. Oh.
Okay.
It's led me to think that instead of me spending money every month to ride with him, I could get a car and start bringing in some more money to help grow my business. I'm now signed up to drive with Uber and in the process of leasing a car through their exchange program. The goal right now is for me to take advantage of their no mileage cap and easy return policy by being in their car no longer than 6 to 8 months while I save up enough money to purchase a car in cash. You know, so I've been reading Dave's Total Money Makeover and have read about the truths on leasing and financing. And I'm kind of like, am I making the right decision at this point?
So, Anthony, are you asking me, should I go into debt to work?
Kind of not. I don't see it as debt because I'm not committed to a contract with them. Mm-hmm. And it's only for it's on my terms at this point.
So did I hear you right that you're going to have to be signing a lease?
It would be a lease.
Yeah. So, I mean, granted, I love, you know, if you're going to ever sign a lease, which I would never say yes to, the fact that it has no limits, no cap on mileage, there's some definitely some advantages there to a lease, but, you know, it's still a lease. Let me pull up a little bit, Anthony. My hunch is, I've hung out with a lot of athletes, a lot of personal trainers, a lot of folks with that wiring. I'm kind of wired that way myself. This transportation job opportunity, is it possibly a job opportunity or a job distraction? Let's pull up a little bit and say, what are your have you ever had dreams to be an Uber driver?
No, I never have had dreams. No, I have not.
Okay. So are you being forced to do this? Are you being forced like, man, if I don't make a change right now, I've got something in my life where I've got to do something ASAP and I've got to be an Uber driver. I don't sense that in you either. So.
Well, I kind of live at home I live at home with my parents. I just moved back from Atlanta to California and I've been at home getting back right for like the last 2 years. And there is some pressure from my father, like, to, well, your business is going in the right direction, but it's not going fast enough, and I need you to do something more.
When you ask them to define good money, what good money means, does that mean good money for one trip? Does that mean good money for one day? But if they look at the last year, are they really making good money? And I don't know. I'm not pointing fingers. I really don't know. I'm actually don't know much about that industry at all. But my guess is your goals and where you're headed and what you want for your life, my guess is that this, if you were to look at your goals and then weigh that up against this Uber opportunity / distraction, my guess is that the energy it's going to take to go into this and the distraction and the diffused energy is going to distract you, get further faster. You've got some savings, I'm assuming. You've got some kind of savings, right?
I've got some savings, yeah.
All right, how much?
Right now, I've got $3,000 saved up.
All right, I'd go buy a $1,000 clunker that gets you from point A to point B, and I would get working on your dreams. And then the whole transportation variable is gone.
Yeah.
Like, then you're not paying for like this, this fee for you to be able to be like sharing a ride. You're not worrying about this. The whole transportation thing, the distraction thing's gone. You've got an automobile that's less than ideal, but it's temporary, and you're going after your dreams, and you can stay in your lane and you stay focused. I think this Uber thing, a couple people mentioned something to you and it got you off track. That's my guess. I don't think that's your dream.
No, like you said, it's definitely not my dream.
Just buy a clunker, bro. Buy a clunker and get after your dream. There's nothing wrong with Uber. Those of you listening all over the country, there's nothing against Uber. There's nothing against being a transportation business. This is about Anthony. I don't think this is where you really want to go. And the next thing you know, you're going to wake up 2 or 3 years and go, like, I've been an Uber driver 2 or 3 years. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
It's just not what you planned. And I think you're going to get sucked into something that you're not.
Yeah.
That's just my hunch. This is just over the radio, man. It's my gut. Just to make sure I'm super clear with you, and that is not condescending because I don't think I was clear enough. If someone asked me to go into some kind of contract or some kind of agreement or some kind of quasi debt to be able to work there, I would say no matter what the circumstances. I do not think you should get into this at all.
Okay.
And separate from that, I think you should get a $1,000 clunker and go after your dreams.
You've been a big help, Chris. I thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Anthony. God bless you. Got an email here from Erica. She says, help, I called my last and final bill collector for a $1,300 bill for another old physical therapy bill, and they would not even consider settling with me for pennies on the dollar, and I must pay in full. Do you have any suggestions? Actually, Erica, as I read this, I remember I saw you Facebook messaged me this same question. I answered it there, but I think for our listeners, I think we can address that here as well. First of all, I don't think you should settle any bill if you owe it. I think you can settle the fees if there's kind of fees or any kind of fees associated with it, because that's not something that you actually purchased or benefited from. And sometimes they can get rid of them, sometimes they don't. If you have the money to pay for it, which it sounds like you said, I called my last and final bill collector, which means you've been paying off several. So you do have the money to pay this bill. And I think sometimes you got to understand, Erica, they're not always going to settle. That's okay. You could ask, but they're not always going to settle. The way that you beat this, Erica, is you just kick it in the teeth. You've got it. You've already done it before. You've got this. Proverbs 6:5, save yourself like a gazelle escaping from a hunter. That's what I would do. So you tried the settling and you're asking me any suggestions? Yeah, turn the page. And let's kick this thing in the teeth and have it behind you in a matter of months. That would be my suggestion. Well, folks, thank you so much for your questions today. Don't forget that you can always email me also, just like Erica did, at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. You heard me reference social media several times. You guys are getting more and more engaged there. It's been a lot of fun. And I'm on there all the time myself. The team helps me a little bit too, but I'm on there. I'm on there often because I love engaging with you. You guys are awesome and very encouraging. Be sure to head over to stewardship.com. You've heard me mention this a couple times. Sign up for that Ramsey Solutions Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway. Again, there's cash winner every week. And guess what? It could be you. So be smart and get over there and sign up for that giveaway. Folks, it has been a pleasure. Until next time, let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, and for His glory. God bless you.